Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Katharine Graham, the legendary owner of the Washington Post, led a life marked by resilience, innovation, and unwavering dedication to the ideals of journalism. Born in 1917, she grew up in an era of privilege, yet her life's trajectory would be anything but typical for someone of her background. Graham's path to prominence began when she inherited her father's newspaper empire in 1963, following his tragic suicide. Despite having little experience in running a major newspaper, she took charge of the Washington Post with a determination that defied her initial self-doubt. As she writes in her autobiography, Personal History, "I have spent my life with a sense of disbelief that it has all been given to me. I always wondered if I had what it took to handle such an enormous responsibility." In her early years as publisher, Graham faced enormous challenges, from internal struggles within the paper to external pressures, especially from the political powers that be. One of the most defining moments of her career came in 1971, when the Washington Post published the Pentagon Papers, a classified government report that exposed government deception regarding the Vietnam War. This bold move, which was seen as a significant risk, was rooted in her belief in the fundamental role of the press. As Graham wrote, "We were doing what we thought was right, what we believed was essential to our democratic system." The true test of her leadership came during the Watergate scandal. Graham's unwavering commitment to truth-telling and the freedom of the press became iconic when the Post uncovered the scandal that would lead to President Richard Nixon's resignation. She recalls in her autobiography, "I was filled with apprehension, but I knew we had to do it. We were in a race for the truth." Graham's courage during the Watergate years solidified her place in history. She transformed the Washington Post into a global symbol of journalistic integrity. Her leadership not only revolutionized the role of women in media, but also demonstrated the critical importance of the free press in holding power accountable. Katharine Graham passed away in 2001, but her legacy as a fearless leader in journalism continues to inspire. Her life's work reminds us of the essential value of an independent press in safeguarding democracy. As she wisely noted, "The courage to speak the truth, no matter the cost, is the highest form of integrity." Her remarkable journey, as chronicled in Personal History, remains a testament to her strength, vision, and dedication to the ideals of the Fourth Estate. At a time where we need our leaders to speak up, act out, and yes, be brave, be like Katharine Graham.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written.
Oh, I get high.